Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening from the capital city of Prague, and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Coleman.
And I'm Travis Dow from the History of Alchemy Podcast.
You know, Travis, we have a special endeavor tonight as we will simulcast our audio podcast with our first ever YouTube efforts on our new Bohemian Podcast channel. On tonight's Bohemian Podcast, we will take a look at something that's near and dear to both our hearts, and that would be the very unique relationship the city of Prague has with the study and practice of alchemy. So, Travis, you are the host of the Alchemy History of Alchemy podcast, and I know that this topic is exactly right in your wheelhouse. So, when we talk about alchemical biographies, what are we going to be focusing on tonight with these topics?
Well, Pete, first of all, what's a simulcast?
That's a great question, and we're going to try to get through that tonight as we're going
to be simultaneous podcast.
Simultaneous podcasting.
Is that a thing? Did you just make
it? If it's not, we just made it up.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, we're going to try this out, and we're going to kind of venture into the YouTube universe as well as what we do with our audio podcast that you can find on iTunes as well as our bohemian.com website.
It's simultaneously a YouTube and a podcast, and it's simultaneously my podcast and your podcast.
Exactly, and it'll be a challenge to edit. So even better, that's all
great.
Happening at once.
Okay. So there is obviously a huge overlap between the Bohemian Podcast and the History of Alchemy podcast, because the reason I started finding alchemy interesting in the first place was because I live in Prague, and Prague has, especially in the Golden Age of Alchemy, it does have a huge connection to alchemy. I wrote some names up here on the screen here, which... So first of all, there's, you know, Rudolf II, who we did a show on, but we kind of make a joke out of. We mention him just about every episode.
As a drinking game, almost.
And even when we don't think we're going to, it somehow he comes up. And that is because he created the environment in Prague. He was just very kind of, I don't know, understanding is the right word, but very tolerant and allowed Protestants to thrive here, even though he was Catholic himself. And, you know, it's right just maybe 20, 30 years before the 30 Years' War. So that did not happen everywhere in Europe.
No, he was actually known as the Mad Alchemist because of his patronage.
He was an alchemist, right? Himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to give you a time frame about when he was around, especially here later in his life,
yeah,
in
so
Prague.
Like, basically, what do we mean by Golden Age? Right? Right,
yeah, we're talking, well, he was born in 1552 and died in 1612.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, that's a pretty good spectrum of when, especially towards the turning of the 17th century. Prague became a very inviting city, where mm-hmm. if you were an alchemist, you were considered pretty much a sorcerer, or maybe burned at the stake.
Yeah.
Prague allowed you to come here and do your work.
It wasn't just Protestants that came here. Like, Johannes Kepler came to Prague specifically because he was a Protestant and he was having issues in Austria. And then we also see physicians coming here because one of the very first public autopsies was done in Prague. And that's, again, under Rudolf II. He encouraged experimentation and, you know, science to flourish. And he was really interested in gadgets and doodads and, you know, just a really kind of curious kind of guy, also in the occult. And one thing he definitely liked was alchemy. And he invited all the alchemists to Prague. A lot of Europe, it wasn't safe for a lot of alchemists in a lot of parts of Europe. and it was outright banned places, death sentence in places. Where in Prague, if you wanted to practice alchemy, you could come here. You could probably, potentially have patronage by the emperor. There was definitely other noblemen and nobility that was, looking for the Philosopher's Stone, and you could get patronage from them. So the other four guys on this list were basically from Rudolf's court at one point or another. Tycho Brahe, the famous astronomer and astrologer, John Dee, the famous mathematician and also alchemist, Michael Sensevoy, who was the court alchemist, and then also Cornelis Drebbel, who was court alchemist, but also Rudolf brought him here because he had a perpetual motion machine that he first created for James I of England, or James IV of Scotland. And so all these people kind of garnered his attention and woke his curiosity, and so he Rudolf II brought them to Prague. And it is, just that list is an interesting bunch. We could have made it a lot longer.
If you do have a hankering for more information on alchemy and the history of alchemy, please go to the podcast that Travis does and that I help out with as his co-host, and you can find those links on bohemican.com, or just go directly to iTunes. You can you can just download for free all those episodes. And so
I believe on YouTube there will be a link somewhere.
Yes.
Here.
And actually, that's amazing. And this means nothing to our audio listeners. But as we're going through the program today, we're going to be showing some cutaways of some of these folks, some pictures and some scenes of Prague that either I've taken pictures of, or we have stuff that we found on the internet to kind of give you a better idea of what we're talking about.
If you're listening to this on the History of Alchemy or Bohemian Podcast, hit pause, go to YouTube, find this. What's it going to be called on YouTube? Alchemy in Prague? Something like that?
Yeah, Prague's Alchemists, I think is what we're going to title this program tonight.
Yeah, you'll find it. Go to Bohemican or historyofalchemy.com, and there'll be a link to it. I would say we had YouTube in mind for this. So, obviously we'll put this on the podcast feeds, but yeah, take a look at YouTube.
Now, before we get into some of the biographies that is really interesting, Travis, you and I have kind of ventured around through the city streets of Prague. You've been here 10 years. I've been here 3 years as both American expats living in Prague. Prague had that initial sort of almost punch in your mouth as far as how amazing this place is mm-hmm. when you first see it. The architecture, the stories, the legends, the histories, just the overall feeling. Just walking out at midnight or in the middle of the evening, and when the streets are all clear to the tourists, mm-hmm. and you have the city streets to yourself, and that kind of thin level of fog and darkness mixed together with the city lampposts.
Eerie, sort of occulty vibe. Yeah.
You really feel that you're right in the middle of something pretty dark and chilling. And it is a neat sort of place to kind of explore. And we're going to, through the course of this program today, we're going to take you on a little bit of a field trip. We're going to go down to Prague 1 near Old Town, and we're going to go to the second oldest building in all of Prague mm-hmm. that was built in, as far as the records we have, built in 980. So the city is built up around it on what was once called the Great Via, the Great Road that connected the Orients, or the merchants of the Orients, through Prague all the way to Madrid. Mm-hmm. Went right by the front door. So it was a perfect place for an alchemist lab. Right? And we're going to actually take our viewers down there to see what the catacombs are like. Hopefully, if we can get in. That's that's the thing. We're going to be doing this a little bit, we're doing this tonight on a Friday night. We're going to be doing this on Saturday. So we're going to see what we can do as far as getting some video on this. And I'm going to send you down the catacombs, and I'm going to stay up and do some interviews.
Great. Thanks.
All right. So if you make it, fantastic. You
might never see me again.
So for our listeners on bohemican.com or on iTunes, what we will do with this is that I will have an audio interview and we'll be mixing it all together. So I think everybody will be happy with this. But the place we're going to be looking at is the Speculum Alchemia Prague. There are several museums on alchemy in Prague and several across the Czech Republic. There is one that's in Lesser Town that is kind of nice. It's on a touristy path. And it also is an accompaniment with a little bit of the legends and magic of Prague. So it's a little bit more kitschy. I think some of these museums have a tendency to be kitschy and cater towards tourism. But there's always some amazing things that people have done with them.
All right, so now we trek down to Old Town, and it's a beautiful, warm, toasty day. And so Old Town Square is right over this way. And right over here on the other side,
One thing that you need to know is that all of this used to be at least one story lower, all the way from here to the river. And then because of flooding, they raised the whole city up a level. And up to, I don't know, 5 meters in some places, so, you know, significantly. So all of Old Town actually has a labyrinth of a city beneath our feet. And right over here, that's the Speculum Alchemy Museum that we're about to go down. In 2002, there was a record-breaking flood, and a sinkhole kind of opened. And when they went down and kind of poked around to see what was down there, obviously they found part of the underground. And specifically, they started to find things like alembics and retorts and all these nice little alchemical vessels that we, you know, always talk about. And so we're going to go in there and go check it out.
Are you scared?
It's going to be dark and freezing, and it's haunted by greedy, greedy alchemists. So maybe a little.
So I'm going to actually stay up on the top, and I'm sending you down below.
Yeah, that's what friends are for.
I'll pay for your entry fee.
Well, you better, because it might be the last thing you ever do for me. The road, this road here, was one of the great vias, one of the big kind of trade networked, you know, big roads between major cities, kind of east-west, north-south. You know, this was one of the hubs there. So this is actually it. This goes, you know, through Old Town. The other way goes over a bridge. So pretty neat little, now it's just a little quaint cobblestone road, but back then, yeah, super highway.
He was very interested in alchemy and occultism and in art too, and so he invited many artists and scientists to Prague.
Barbara was talking to us about the floods in 2002 that opened up collapsed a hole into the ground where there once was a tunnel that led to this alchemy area here, and maybe you could talk to us about that.
Okay, so in 2002 during the floods in Prague, when it was really a big flood and many animals from the zoo were swimming in it. So on the little square where the house stays, there was suddenly a hole. And the hole was caused by a secret tunnel which led to the Old Town Square and which have collapsed caused by the water.
Now, you told me there was possibly three tunnels that led to different locations in the city. Was that somewhat common, and where did the tunnels go?
Well, one tunnel led to the Old Town Square. The second one led to the Prague Castle. You also see the tunnel in the museum downstairs. And the third tunnel led to the Powder Tower, which is on the Náměstí Republiky. And this tunnel is under the ground, so it's not to be seen, but it should be there.
Should be, okay. What some type of the artifacts were found in this collapsed tunnel that gave the idea that there was an alchemist lab here?
Well, there were the furnaces at first, and we also found some gold pieces in here, and also we found the recipes for the elixirs and also some of the elixirs.
One of the interesting stories that you mentioned before was that this is on a Grand Via, a transportation road that connected maybe people here, that merchants and whatnot coming to the Ungelt, and then all moving on to the rest of part of Europe. Was that important for this particular house? And why would that be important maybe to an alchemist to have this location?
Well, this house served as a hostel. Yeah? So people who traveled through Grand Via could have a rest here. And for the alchemist, it was important because people from Grand Via came from all over the world and brought many things like, I don't know, crocodiles, which you can't get here.
Now, one of the really cool artifacts on the way out of the tour today was one of the original bottles of elixir that was left from this collapsed tunnel. What was that elixir again?
It's the elixir of eternal youth, but there were many of the bottles, but most of them were broken, and the scientists also needed them for the test, so this is one of the bottles which remained.
Thank you very much for your time today. We really enjoyed the tour.
Thank you.
Great. Completed. So tell us a bit about what you saw downstairs.
So it's a pretty neat place. It looks like they had their main room for distillation. It was kind of a cone-shaped stove with kind of shelves on it. So like a step pyramid sort of. And all these, you know, alembics or retorts or whatever they were, you know, just bunches of them on there. So you have this kind of distillation going on. In cycles. And then there was another room with a furnace for blowing the glass and creating those the glass vessels they needed. And then there was another room that was more for maybe like working the metal. This was a transmutation room is what she called it. And in that room, they even found little pieces of gold. And of course, you know, in the tour, they said, well, we don't know if it's alchemist gold or what it is, but probably it could be gold for comparison. So if they do create something, that they have something real to compare it to see how close it gets. Or it could have been gold to, like, you know, to seed the brew, so it has some real gold in it. Hard to say, but really interesting. And then they also did find elixirs of various natures down there. So some the scientists carted off to go investigate. But, you know, we saw on the bookshelf they had one that was the elixir of eternal youth and that sort of thing. So a lot of the glass bottles broke, and some other the glass bottles that didn't break, they carted off for, you know, in the name of science. But there's still some interesting trinkets in there and artifacts. So kind of a neat show.
Thank you for joining us on this evening's edition of the Bohemian Podcast and the Alchemists in Prague during the Golden Age of Alchemy in Bohemia. We'll be back with the third part of the edition next time. Thanks for watching.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.